Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Do you hear God? Seriously, do you hear God? If not, why not? Here's a story about a young man, and many of you may have heard it already, but it drives home the point about listening for God in everything that we do. The young man had been to a Bible study. The pastor had shared about listening to God and obeying the Lord's voice. The young man couldn't help but wonder, does God still speak to people? Well, after Bible study was over, he went out with some friends for coffee and pie, and they discussed the message. Several different ones talked about how God had led them in different ways. It was about 10 o'clock when the young man started driving home. Sitting in his car, he just began to say, God, if you still speak to people, speak to me. I will listen. I will do my best to obey. As he drove down the main street of his town, he had the strangest thought to stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and said out loud, God, is that you? He didn't get a reply and started on toward home. But again, the thought, buy a gallon of milk. The young man thought about Samuel and how he didn't recognize the voice of God and how little Samuel ran to Eli. Okay, God, in case that is you, I will buy the milk. It didn't seem like too hard of a test of obedience. He could always use the milk. So he stopped and purchased a gallon of milk and started off towards home. As he passed 7th Street, he again felt the urge, turn down that street. This is crazy, he thought, and drove on past the intersection. Again, he felt that he should turn down 7th Street. At the next intersection, he returned back and headed down 7th Street. Half jokingly, he said out loud, okay, God, I will. He drove for several blocks when suddenly he felt like he should stop. He pulled over to the curb and looked around. He was in a semi-commercial area of town. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst of neighborhoods. The businesses were closed and most of the houses looked dark, like the people were already in bed. Again, he sensed something. Go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street. The young man looked at the house. It was dark and it looked like the people were either gone or they're already in bed. He started to open the door and then sat back in the car seat. Lord, this is insane. Those people are asleep, and if I wake them up, they are going to be mad and I will look stupid. Again, he felt like he should go and give the milk. Finally, he opened the door. Okay, God, if this is you, I will go to the door and I'll give them the milk. If you want me to look like a crazy person, okay. I want to be obedient. I guess that will count for something, but if they don't answer right away, I'm out of here. He walked across the street and rang the bell. He could hear some noise inside. A man's voice yelled out, who is it? What do you want? Then the door opened before the young man could get away. The man was standing there in his jeans and t-shirt. He looked like he'd just gotten out of bed. He had a strange look on his face, and he didn't seem too happy to have a stranger standing on his doorstep. What is it? The young man thrust out the gallon of milk. Here, I brought this to you. The man took the milk and rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. Then from down the hall came the woman carrying the milk towards the kitchen. The man was following her, holding a baby. The baby was crying. The man had tears streaming down his face. The man began speaking and half crying. We were just praying. We had some big bills this month and we ran out of money. We didn't have any milk for our baby. I was just praying and asking God to show me how to get some milk. His wife in the kitchen yelled out, I asked him to send an angel with some. Are you an angel? The young man reached into his wallet and pulled out all the money he had and put it in the man's hand. He turned and walked back towards his car, and the tears were streaming down his face. He knew that God still answers prayers. So I ask again, do you hear God? Many people never listen to God because they are not aware that He speaks to them. So let me say this, God is the same today as He was yesterday, and He will be tomorrow. So think about that. Has God talked to His people in the past? Sure He has. The sacred scripture is full of God's words to His people. We know through reading the Bible that the Old Testament times, God spoke with His people both through His spirit and His angels, but also with His very own voice. God spoke very clearly to Noah when He instructed him to build the ark. The Lord continued to call out to Samuel until he answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." He asked Zechariah to listen to him, to turn from his evil ways, to return to him. Throughout the Old Testament, we hear God speaking over and over again to those He loves: Abraham, Jacob, David, Solomon, Jonas, Elijah, Isaiah, and so many others. Some listened intently to the Lord, others ran away as not to hear what the Lord wanted of them. Now, God did not stop speaking in the Old Testament, even when Christ was born. In fact, we read in the New Testament that God spoke again through His Spirit, His angels, and with His own voice. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, was heard at the moment of Jesus' baptism. God spoke to Peter, James, and John during the Transfiguration on the mountain when He told them, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." So if He's the same today as He was yesterday, and guess what? He's still speaking to us today. Are we listening? You see, God wants a relationship with us. He is our Father, and like any father, He wants to communicate with His children. But just as in real life, some children disregard the parents' advice and tune them out. Why? Because they are afraid of what the parent may ask them to do, or what restrictions they may put on them that would keep them from doing what they want to do. So why do you think we don't listen to God? We should know that God is speaking and directing us every day. He did the young man in the story. There are three types of people I consider reasons why we don't focus on listening to God. And the first type of person is the person that doesn't want to hear God. You don't want to hear what God has to say. We know that He may ask us something that may be of difficulty. He may want us to give up something or to do something. Instead of listening, we close our ears and pretend not to hear. You know, I kind of pictured a little kid with their fingers in the ear going mumbling this la 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 so they don't hear anything. So if you can't hear anything, then we can't be responsible for anything. And the second person is a person that doesn't feel worthy of God's time and love. We can't see how or why He would want to talk to us. We are no one, and someone so glorious, someone so kingly, would never stoop to speak to someone in our lowly position. I say to a person, get over the pity party. God wants to talk to all of us. We are His creation. Quit lowering yourself to the dirt. Remember, He lifted us out of the dirt. He lifted us up so He can have conversation and a relationship with us. And the third person is the one that most often we fit into the category. This person just simply doesn't recognize God's voice over the roar of life around us. Our world is noisy and demands so much of our time and energy. We are so focused on everything else that we fail to hear God's gentle whisper in our lives. Often we are so busy and consumed with everything around us that we miss Him even when He is screaming our name, trying to get our attention. Now, Satan has done a great job in keeping us busy. He has created many things to keep us occupied. Now, some of us older, or I should say, more seasoned people can remember the day when, on Sunday, all we did was go to church and spend time with the family, usually around a meal. We never went shopping because most of the stores were closed on Sunday. So there was no shopping, no football, just quiet time. Now today, there are many things to occupy our time. Phones, games, festivals, parties, etc., etc. What a busy world we live in. So what can we do to overcome this and open up our communication with God? In order to hear God, even when He speaks to us in a whisper, we must be in constant communication with Him. We must learn to recognize His voice, just like our children learn our voices very quickly by listening to them, to us as babies. We too must listen and learn God's voice. We must make baby steps. We must be willing to learn. And thankfully, God is patient and a loving Father. He desires us to know His voice, and so He is willing to teach us slowly if necessary. Now that we are willing to listen, where will we hear God's voice speaking to us? It may be in the quiet of a dark room as we pray, or it may be in other ways. He may send His Spirit to us, or perhaps one of His angels, like the young man in our story. God used the Bible to speak to us. His words are contained within, ready to guide us and inspire us. We can hear Him speak to us in our dreams, through His divine timing, through prayer, quiet contemplation, nature, music, our children, the Mass, and through the people we encounter on a daily basis. Maybe during an hour of adoration in our chapel. He is constantly speaking to us. We just need to learn to hear His voice. St. Teresa of Calcutta said, "Before you speak, it is necessary for you to listen, for God speaks in the silence of your heart." We should quiet our minds and open our hearts to hear God's voice speaking to us. God wants us to hear Him. He longs to have a meaningful relationship with us. We must decide to listen for His voice. If we don't, we may miss the comfort, inspiration, and the encouragement God bestows upon us when He speaks intimately with us. Now, here's the great part. God speaks to us all the time, even in the noisy and distraction day of our life. And so here's the challenge for you. When you're in all that noise, or you're being distracted, listen for God and respond. Some examples, and phone. I use the phone as a good distraction. I'm just as guilty. I spend a lot of time on Facebook flipping through and see what other people's lives are going on and what I'm missing out on and what my kids are doing. And, you know, you just get distracted with that. Take the time, and every now and then somebody will flip up and somebody needs prayer. And I'm using the phone. It could be the TV. It could be anywhere. When you see somebody needing a prayer, do you stop and pray for that person? I mean, really, take time out the distraction and take a moment and pray for them. I started doing that, and now that I do it, you wouldn't be surprised how many pop up on my phone to keep me from my distraction and cause me to pray. So using something like that for the glory of God, to give Him praise, to take your time out of that. Another example is, say, at a football game or a soccer game with the kids. With all the distractions, thousands of people in a stadium or around the field, have you stopped to pray for all of those people? Have you stopped to pray that they have a safe return home to their family? Have you prayed for the athletes? Or in some cases, maybe the guy next to you, He's down and out. Buy him a beer. That might be all he needs that day to bring, lift up his spirits and start a friendship. Take the time, look through that stadium and say, God, out of all these people, what one person do you want me to pray for? And see if God doesn't make one person stand out somehow, some way, and pray for that person. Use the distractions and the noises in life to communicate with God and to hear what he wants you to do in those times. Using these things for God's greater glory, and you'll be surprised how much God really does talk to us. Listen at all times. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Let your life be the proclamation. If you're listening to God, then your life will change. Let your life in Christ be your herald. Let your life be a light for others to see. Do you hear God? If not, why not? God bless.